Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Commissioners' Court meeting for April the 26th, 2010. We'll begin our meeting with an invocation led by Commissioner Domaine, and the Pledge of Allegiance will be led by Commissioner Senegal. Will you stand?
Bow with me. Our Heavenly Father, we bow before you to acknowledge your majesty. Thank you for the gifts that you bestow upon us, such bounty that we often take them for granted. Lord, as we take care of our county's business, we ask that you lead us and guide us where we fail you. The end result being that what we do and what we say be pleasing in your sight and for the betterment of our community. Lord, we also thank you for the great employees that we have to serve the citizens of Jefferson County. As we honor Pat Schroeder today, we do so because of her exemplary service, but also because she typifies the outstanding employees that we have in Jefferson County. Lord, lead us and guide us. Once again, please forgive us where we fail.
Amen.
Please recite the pledge with me.
Pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Thank you. Take the items under purchasing. Item A, approve specs for IFB on two pickup trucks for Jefferson County. Item B has been requested tabled. Item C, approve renewal of IFB as a term contract for legal notice for Jefferson County with a Beaumont Enterprise for a period from April 26, 2010 to April 25, 2011. Item D, approve renewal of IFB for a term contract or legal notices for Jefferson County with the Port Arthur News from and to the same period stated for the Beaumont Enterprise. Item E, consider and possibly approve a bid extension for IFB for Jefferson County Courthouse Masonry and Windows. The reference bid was opened on March 1st, 2010, with bids valid until April the 29th, 2010. The extension will add 60 days to June 28th, 2010. Item F, consider and possibly approve change order number one to JOC Jefferson County Clerk Office Renovation with Centerline Construction to change the flooring from VCT to carpet tile in the amount of $1,278.83. Brings the contract total to $50,464.18. Item G, execute and receive and file this change order number one for the flooring in County Clerk's office. Item H, consider and possibly approve a discretionary exemption as authorized by the local government code for items that can be obtained from only one source, or items which are for which competition is precluded because of the existence of patents, copyrights, secret processes, or monopolies, to purchase 35 wireless MIC transmitters, receivers, chargers, and adapter cables from Digital Safety Technology for the Sheriff's Department in the amount of $12,800. We have a motion on these items.
Second. A question.
Okay.
And not a really a question, but Don, I want you to look at F. I've looked very close, and all I'm seeing is this group. And I know this is an old contract, but everything I'm seeing is coming through this group, and it is not changing. So it's beginning to make me kind of skittish, because you know where I'm coming from with it.
Well, I addressed this a little bit last time, Commissioner, and we are trying to spread it around as much as possible. This was an old item that's been going on in the clerk's office, and we ran into some asbestos, and we preferred to cover it and contain it rather than have it remediated because it was a lot cheaper.
I can understand, but I know this was an old one, but all the latest ones then went to the same group, so that's what I mean.
Yes, sir.
You hit it on the head. Those are the things that I have been watching, and that's a concern.
Good enough. Anything further? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous, County Commissioners. Item A, consider and possibly encourage, and we do encourage, all citizens of Jefferson County to participate fully in the 2010 census. I don't know what the deadline for receiving the mail-outs are. Does someone know that?
Last week was the last day that we're going to hand out those particular mail-outs, because at regional planning, a gentleman made the presentation. That was the last day. It was going to be Friday of last week. And now it's going to be in the knocking on the doors.
Door to door.
Yes.
So if you haven't filled it out, I don't know. Somebody may be able to enlighten whether or not you can go online to the U.S. Census and pull up one and do it. I do not know, but you're going to, if you haven't filled it out, you're going to get a knock on the door.
Judge, they said you couldn't go online, but you can make a phone call to the local office and they'll fill it out over the phone.
Good. Thank you, sir. That's better than having to open the door. Next, item B, receive and file executed interlocal exchange agreement between Jefferson County and the City of Groves. Item C, consider and possibly approve a proclamation recognizing Conservation Day and honoring the 75th anniversary of the Natural Resource Conservation Service. Item D, consider and possibly approve Precinct 4's participation in the Texas Department of Agriculture Summer Nutrition Program. Item E, receive and file an amendment to the Texas Department of Rural Affairs grant number 723419. That's the Hampshire Water Supply Improvement. Item F, by addendum, consider and possibly approve a resolution honoring the retirement of Patricia Schroeder and wishing her well in her retirement. Item G, consider and possibly approve Ms. Doris Hayes and Ms. Sharon Adams to be appointed to the Jefferson County Tourism Commission. Is there a motion on these items? Well, didn't see it. Item H, consideration to negotiate a purchase price for the Bush Lewis Building for Jefferson County Public Health Service. This facility is located in Precinct 4. Yeah, I missed that. Here it is. Okay, there a motion on these items? Discussion. How long?
Judge, there's a couple of items that I'd like to have some discussion on. One that concerns me the most, I think, is item H, Bush Lewis Building. And the reason I bring it up is we did enter into some negotiations a year or so ago, and it really caused some hard feelings because the owners thought that somehow we caused a problem by negotiating a price and then not purchasing the building. But that leads us up to today's date, and the reason I want to have this conversation is that I know that in the upcoming budget cycle, we're going to have some real problems because of the issue concerning pollution control devices, not knowing where we're headed with those exemptions. What we do know is that our national economy is adversely affecting the petrochemical industry and evaluations of those facilities that pay a considerable amount of taxes in Jefferson County. We've got a number of projects that we've talked about, health and welfare being one of those projects or one of those concerns, but also concerns at the airport. We know that something's going to have to be done with our regional crime lab. And we also know that there's an issue of maximum security sales that the Sheriff's Department's going to have to address, or at least I assume they'll have to address during the upcoming budget cycle. And I'm personally of the opinion that we need to take all of those projects, put them on a sheet, and as we address revenues in the upcoming budget, that we look at all of these projects at one time and try to figure out a calendar of events and put them in some kind of priority order. And I think taking this particular issue now and trying to pull it out as a separate issue is going to make our upcoming budget discussions much more difficult. So if we vote on all of these together, I'll have to vote no, because I simply can't support Adam H. at this particular time. I think it should be addressed during budget hearings.
Commissioner Domain, I'll address you. If you remember back, we set aside monies for this project because of the circumstances right after Rita, when we moved Ag Extension and redid the old Juvenile Probation Department because of the condition of the building. We set money aside, if I'm not mistaken. And the last year, we put anything aside last year, but we had money aside in contingency for this project. I'm at the point where the building over there has passed all the rigorous tests that Commissioner Arnold had on it. Matter of fact, I went and got all the information from it. Unless there's a reason other than what you just stated, because we have already set aside and we know there's problems and concerns with, we have to address that people that we are medically serving go over to that building may be challenged with. And I just think at some point in time, you have to move on and do what you said you were gonna do. And the building has come up, and I think it's time. Now, I can understand and respect if you don't wanna go with it, I understand. But as a whole, I think as a court, and you sit down in that budget hearing, when we brought that to you, and we put that money aside. That's why I'm having a concern with where you're coming from with it now.
Well, I have no hidden agenda. I stated my purpose. And,
okay.
I went over there and toured the facility. It's certainly not an ultra-modern facility, but to be honest with you, I go to facilities that are just like it to receive services. And I have a hard time identifying where it puts anyone at risk or whatever at this particular point in time. But I'm open to any discussions about that. I just think the budget cycle is the appropriate time to address a lot of these issues.
Point of question, Commissioner Domain, are you talking about the existing facility or the Bush Lewis building?
Existing facility.
Okay, just want to make sure you were clear on that. I was heavily involved in negotiations with Bush Lewis before for consideration for the appellate judges who were looking to possibly move out of the courthouse so we can move the drug impact court over behind the security in the annex. And that building is probably a Class B or Class A office space, which typically is housed by lawyers, attorneys, professional people. I think certainly that the medical people that are in need deserve a nice facility, but it would take a tremendous amount of money, in my opinion, to remodel it to make it suitable for a health clinic. And I've conveyed that to Commissioner Alford prior to this discussion. So I would also at this time ask that we table it or put it on a separate agenda item for further discussion.
Commissioner Arnold, I'm glad that you brought that. We went over and toured the facility. It would be at minimum. I think that we was gonna spend $500,000 to do it for the courts of appeals. We can do it for less than $100,000. I am of the opinion that it's looked like and it sounds like. And when it walks like a duck, it quacks like a duck, it sounds like a duck. So if I don't have three votes, it is a duck.
Well, I don't know whether you have three or not, but I'm going to agree with what Commissioner Domain said and Commissioner Arnold. We spent a lot of time a year or so ago negotiating on that building, and I think, like the commissioner said, it was a bit uncomfortable at times, and in view of upcoming potential budget restraints, I cannot today support this concept. So do y'all want to take it by itself at this time for vote?
Judge, I have a quick question. Patrick, was money set aside? Has this been discussed before prior to me getting on the court or since?
Right now you have $600,000 allocated towards relocation of the the health clinic.
$600,000, and
yes.
And this is to enter into
capital projects, right?
Negotiations. This is not to finalize a sale or purchase of the building. This is to enter into negotiations. Commissioner Alfred, or for its negotiations, did you have a timeline on purchasing the building, or $600,000? I mean, that's bad. We put it up.
$600,000 is going to be enough, but I feel this
is not.
If we put a lot of other things up front, we've spent a lot of money. And the gentlemen that sit up here with me know we've spent a lot of money on different projects. And I'm just a guy like this. I'm for poor people. I'm for people that need services. And those individuals that go over to that health clinic needs a new, better facility. And everybody sitting up here know it. Now, I understand it's the rule of three. But I'll tell you this, the good Lord will look down on it. Thank you, and that's all I have to say.
I think the last I recall, Commissioner Arnold, in our previous negotiations for that building, $1.1 million, was that the?
That was the last negotiated price, and there was some indication it might could be a little cheaper, but when we started calculating in the renovations, it was pushing 1.5 to 1.75, which was totally out of our.
It was.
Out of our budget.
It was.
Like I said, the only thing we have over there as problems that we know is the carpet. Health departments, anything that serves the people from that standpoint, have to have tile on the floor. And that's one of the primary things. We found out there's water in every location that could make everyone, we can get water to those facilities. So it's a minimum amount. That is not the problem here. Like I said, it was up to $500,000 to get it prepared for courts of appeal. We're nowhere close to that.
Well, Commissioner, I don't want to belabor the point, but for example, there's four executive offices on the second floor that are probably 500, 600 square feet each. Would it not be expensive to renovate those to make them into suitable offices for handling patients? Or even for the staff? I mean,
we wouldn't go upstairs to second floor. Second floor would be strictly used for pharmacy and storage of the bottom floor would facilitate everything we need for the use of the patients and all. The health and welfare department took the plan, went over there, laid it out, compared to what's needed, and everything was set up. The upstairs would be used for the pharmacy, and then the third floor would be used for the record storage. Basically, we went over there, tried to make sure we did our homework to make sure that it would be suitable, number one, and where it wouldn't be cost prohibited.
And how many square feet do y'all currently have in the health clinic currently?
I don't have the exact square footage we have right now at this present time, Commissioner Arnold, but those things are things that we could acquire for you.
Anything else? Let's take item H separately. The consideration to negotiate a purchase price for the Bush Lewis Building for Jefferson County Public Health. This facility is located in Precinct 4. All in favor of that say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. No.
No.
That's two no's, three no's?
I'm sorry, missing. Item H separately, voting on the whole package, or are we voting on?
Item H.
Item H by itself?
By itself.
Okay, I'll vote.
All right. Let's do it again. All in favor of item H under county commissioners, say aye.
Aye.
All right, all opposed, say no.
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 No. We have two ayes, three no's.
Commissioner Alford, before we move past this, Judge, if you don't mind, I will look at this with an open mind at budget time and when it's listed on the same page with a lot of other projects. I fully anticipate this to be a very tough budget cycle coming up, and I do commit to you, I'll look at it with an open mind. I don't have a predetermined position on it. I just think that we need to consider it along with a lot of other high priority projects.
Well, Commissioner, I appreciate that, but I thought we'd already look at it when we start set the money aside. And you know, last year I should have just gone ahead and bit the bullet and put in the extra, because I was phasing in approach to purchasing the facility. I committed to the court that I wouldn't jump in and spend money all right off at the top. I was gonna phase it in. That's what I did. I phased in 600,000 the first time. Was gonna come back and do 600,000. We pulled it out because of some projects that were prioritized. But I understand, no problem, and I appreciate you for saying you would look at it, and I hope everybody look at it with an open mind, open heart, because that's what's most important, to take care of the citizens of this county.
Okay. I'd like to make a comment again on item D. I think this item D to consider county participation in a precinct for Texas Department of Agricultural Summer Nutrition Program. I think we had a workshop on this last week. I stated my concerns. There has been, to my knowledge, no definitive cost to the taxpayers regarding our involvement in this program. My other reason that I stated last week that concerns me is that it appears that this court is selectively, I don't know if the word's favoring, but selectively choosing one area of Jefferson County to do this in, and until I see a cost certain, I do not intend to favorably consider this. So I'll, does anyone else have anything to say?
Yes, sir, I'd like to address it. First of all, Commissioner Alford, I commend you for the time you've put into researching this program. When I looked at the different facets of it, same time we were talking about the crime lab and looking at the cost of our criminal justice system in Jefferson County, if you discount the federal agencies and state agencies, but include the different county initiatives regarding the criminal justice system, criminal courts, the sheriff's department, crime lab, our criminal district courts, and our county courts, and our city police departments, we're spending somewhere in the neighborhood of $105 million a year in this county combating crime and trying to ensure public safety. There's a couple of different aspects of this particular program that I like. One is that it's giving youth a very positive reinforcement, something to do during the summer that's productive, hopefully that will enhance their quality of life, and at the same time deter some of these young men and women from participating in gang activity, criminal activity, give them something productive to do during the summer, and at the same time try to keep them healthy. So I think there's a lot of positive aspects of this program. I do hope that the commissioner, I fully intend to support Commissioner Alford on this initiative, but I do hope, Commissioner, that, and you've been very good at this in the past, of trying to guarantee that this is revenue neutral to the county through participation in church groups, private individuals, whatever, that could underwrite the program. But I do commend you for taking the initiative to try to see to it that these young men and women are given some something very positive to do during the summer, and I intend to support you on it.
Appreciate that, Commissioner, I'm sorry.
I'd like to just comment too before make a decision on this. I've also reviewed the details of the program, and after initially I had some concerns, but after talking to Commissioner Alfred, this does have a spillover impact in not only his precinct, but Commissioner Senegal's and mine in the China Nome area. Those school districts are impacted positively from this program, and so I see it reaching out. It's still somewhat geographic, but it does reach out across commissioner boundaries and in other school districts, so I'm also in support of your program.
Right, and Commissioner Alfred, I want to say that I am also, I don't feel that it's targeting one precinct. I think what it does is it overlaps, and I want people to know that if I can get a bus group of kids to come, I'm sure you would welcome them. Of course, it's going to shoot your numbers off over the roof, but I appreciate this program. I understand the gentleman, I understood the gentleman from Austin or Houston, wherever he was from, to say it was kind of like a pilot type program. And Judge, it may be something that we'll come back and do next summer in different areas of the county. So to get a feedback on how this program will work, I commend you for stepping out there and the hard work your staff has done and yourself has done, and I do support it.
I appreciate that. No question. Appreciate what you're trying to do. It is the unknown potential cost to the taxpayer that I have not been convinced of yet. And if it is going to be a program whereby you go out and seek individual or business contribution, I don't understand why the county even needs to act on it. But I may be missing something.
You are missing it because
yeah, I bet I am.
Basically what was set up to you, this is a mall project. They're not doing it in any rural areas right now. And as I stated, in Precinct 4, on the we service three school districts with the kids in the Cheek community. BISD come up to Kidd Road. Hampshire Finette is down Brooks Road. Hardin Jefferson is down Lawhorn Road. That make it unique. So you draw from three different school districts, and that make it unique in itself. The program that we've put together is basically to give those kids an opportunity for a reading program with our bookmobile. We have already contacted Lamar University to have some volunteers to involve them with it, and to have a meal for them. We have a staff, and I appreciate what they have done. We have contacted Target and Walmart to get the gifts for those kids to read X number of books. It's all about it broadening the horizon. And in the summertime, some don't have those means to go to, which now it doesn't exist anymore, but the Milton Y, places like that. Some don't have that. And in a rural area where I serve, they don't. And some were Commissioner Arnold and some were Commissioner Senegal served. The project came from a teacher at Hampshire Finette who told me about a student that she used to bring to, had the mother bring him to Chambers County to the library there to get a book to read. So it's just a mall project that we potentially can benefit kids in our community. That's it.
And for clarification purposes, this is only a one-year approval at
yes,
this
sir.
Time?
Yes, sir.
And before we act on it at any future time, we'll have some status of
we have
what
some
the
status,
results,
exactly
what
right.
the cost was.
Right now, we will set up to budget $6,300, and that is a reimbursable. Reimbursable.
A what?
Reimbursable by the state, through the federal government, to us.
We all.
The only liability, I think, if I recall, was if we had committed under contract to the vendor providing the meals for X number of meals and we have no-shows, each day there's a potential that we would have to pay for those no-shows?
Correct. And that's where the management of that is very important. To, you know, we went in conservative, be honest with you.
And those meals were $1.50 a day or something in that range? $2.
After they do the contract, how they set it up.
Anything else? Well, let's take item D separate. Considering possibly approve precinct 4 participation in the Texas Department of Agricultural Summer Nutrition Program. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. No. The ayes have it. Now.
All the rest of them.
Let's do all the rest of them because we got some honoring to do here. All in favor of the other items not separated from that, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. The ayes have it. It's unanimous. And I'm going to ask Commissioner Arnold if he will to read the resolution honoring Patricia Schroeder.
I'm honored to do this, and Chris, if you will come forward and stand at the podium while we roast you.
And smile.
Smile, why does it happen? Before I read this resolution, I just wanted the court to know and those employees here, in the last 6 years, I've become, had an opportunity to not only work with Patricia, but know her as a person, and she is indeed an asset to the county. She's an asset to her family. I don't know how she manages to do all that she does, but she is really a gem, and we're going to really, really miss you in our precinct. And those guys back there on the back row, and Robbie and Greg, I know that they're already kind of crying before you've even stepped out the door. But we have another one coming in behind you, but you're just going to have to commit to help her along there. We appreciate it. But the resolution of this court is, and it being today, I'll commence with that. Whereas Patricia Schroeder is retiring as Administrative Secretary to Eddie Arnold, Jefferson County Commissioner, Road and Bridge Precinct Number 1, and whereas Jefferson County Commissioner Court is pleased to recognize Patricia Schroeder for as an outstanding public servant for her contributions to the citizens of Jefferson County, and whereas that service was provided through the Office of Road and Bridge Precinct Number 1, supporting several past commissioners and superintendents of Jefferson County, and whereas Patricia's day-to-day pleasant attitude and her ability to resolve issues that most find stressful has earned her the respect and friendship of those who worked with her, and whereas Patricia's co-workers admire her and wish to let it be known that she will be missed, and whereas now that Patricia will have more quality time to travel, to spend more time with her husband Bill of 44 years, their children, and most of their 15 grandchildren, while also carving out some more special time for herself. Now, therefore, be it resolved that Commissioner's Court of Jefferson County, Texas, does hereby honor and commend Patricia Schroeder for her dedicated service as a valuable employee of Jefferson County and wishes her well in her retirement.
Thank you.
And we do know that you have family here. If you would like to introduce them at this time, please.
Well, this is my son and daughter-in-law. Next, my sister, Mary. My husband, Bill. My granddaughter, Brianna. And then I have Patty and Darren, my daughter and son-in-law, back here.
Good.
And Commissioner, I want to thank you. I've always enjoyed working with Jefferson County, and I am going to miss it. I've always considered these guys my guys, but I've always loved working here, so thank you. I will miss it.
The crew at the precinct are like her extended family, you know, so yeah. Her immediate family, y'all know what I'm referring to there. She's been taking care of them for a number of years. I won't say babying them, but I will say taking care of them.
And she raised three commissioners.
Yeah, she raised me. But anyway, thank you and best of luck to you and your family, and hope you and Bill and your family have all the best. Thank you, Pat.
Best of luck to you.
Judge, item G, I'd like to introduce Ms. Doris Hayes. She's here.
Yes,
she's my new appointment to the Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Oh, goody.
I think she's a retired Jefferson County.
Yes, she is.
Employee that gave 102 years of dedication to Jefferson County.
She's bad. What about Ms. Adams? Is Ms. Adams?
Ms. Adams is not here.
Thank you for taking that job. County Auditors, Auditor, Item A, consider and approve budget transfer for Park and Recreation, Spindletop and Cheek Park for additional cost of $57.50. Item B, consider and approve transfer for Park and Recreation, Kojak Park for additional cost of $5,500. Item C, consider and approve budget amendment for additional cost associated with County Clerk renovation, $2,000. Item D, receive and file financial and operating statement for the month ending January 31, 2010. Item E, payment of regular county bills, check number 338192 through check number 338486. Is there a motion on these items?
So moved.
Have a motion. Do we have a second? Have a second. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Yeah.
Conservation.
Oh, okay. The ayes have it. It's unanimous. Is there anyone here for the 75th anniversary of the Natural Resources Conservation? Well, yeah.
Good.
Okay. We got something for you.
The resolution reads whereas the people of Texas wish to live in harmony with the natural resources and leave a better earth for our children and grandchildren, whereas the conservationists across our beautiful state work hand in hand with the citizens of Texas to conserve natural resources and to create a healthy land, and whereas leadership for the conservation of natural resources on private lands is provided by a partnership that includes soil conservation districts, state conservation agencies, other federal agencies, tribes, and the USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service. And whereas the Natural Resources Conservation Service and its predecessor, the Soil Conservation Service, have been helping agricultural landowners in Texas meet their conservation goals. And whereas the Natural Resources Conservation Service has established an important conservation partnership with farmers and ranchers in Texas. And whereas now, it is the time to recognize the contributions of the Natural Resources Conservation Service and its partners and to increase awareness among the state citizens of the importance of natural resources. Commissioners Court, Jefferson County, April 27, 2010.
Hey, you have anything to add?
Get a picture, Judge.
You got it.
You just need proof.
You got them, huh? All right. County Treasurer. Item A, receive and file investment schedule for March 2010, including the year-to-date total earnings on county funds. Is there a motion on that?
So moved.
Motion. Do we have a second? We have a second. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it. It is unanimous. And ladies and gentlemen, that concludes our agenda for today. Thank you very much for coming.
He wants to get a picture of the court.
Oh, okay. Come on up.